What's up, Mark?
What's up, man? What's up, everybody? Just smashing some king crab, bro.
Dude, king crab's the way to smash, man.
It was the move celebration. We bought it a few months ago, and yeah, dude. Holy shit, guys. Love that king crab. Yes. So maybe that's our good luck charm. What do you think Sam Presti ate tonight?
I'll take it, man.
Dude, look at this chat popping, bro. Look at you, man. Unk, Bluegill, James. What's up, everybody? Kaylin.
Yeah, dude. Everybody's stoked right now, dude. Everybody should be stoked.
Jeezy. Bobby. Cappy. What's up, everybody? All right. I cut you off, bro. What were you talking about before I got here?
I don't know. No, man.
All right. So everybody.
Just getting in that right state of mind, you know?
Let's guess. Everybody tell us what you think we're going to get. Dave, what do you think we're going to get?
Dude, I told you January, February time that the 12th seed was going to end up getting the number one pick. I'm going to stick with that, bro.
Hell yeah, dude.
When you say something like that and then your team ends up with the 12th pick, for me to go all of a sudden and be like, oh, no, we're not going to do that, you know, that'd be silly of me.
I'm with you guys, too. Like, 12 is what I keep thinking. I mean,
that's
but
what I'm thinking.
I'm gonna let it fly because if we get 9, I'm happy. I'm ecstatic. I'm beyond pumped because I've already kind of resigned myself to like 12 to 15 is probably where I'm at. I don't think we can go.
I'm cool with it, man. I'm cool with 12. I'm cool with
Bobby. Call number man. One. We're gonna get it.
What's up, Bobby?
Yeah, 12th with Presti is a great pick. It's popping, man. Like, that's the thing.
All right, Blue. Let's say we end up with top 4. Let's say we end up with number 4. Who are you going with number 4? Because that's like the wild question right now. Everybody has their own.
Yeah, dude. I need to watch more about the Thompson twins because I don't really, like, that's what everybody kind of pegs that, like, they're going to go 4 and 5.
Yeah.
But I don't know, really.
Man, Bobby, that's the thing is that, like, between college ball and Europe right now, there's so many, like, say Europe, let's just say across the pond. Across the pond, there's so many really talented players right now. To me, if you're going to go college ball, you're going to go with an older player. That's totally cool with me right now. So, I don't know, man.
Scared money.
It's hard. We're
going
to break it down once we know where the Thunder are going. Then we'll be able to break that down exactly. But we kind of hold off till we know where the Thunder are picking before we start breaking all that stuff.
Hugh Chimper. I like it. The wood chimp with the...
Yes.
Is that the gold chain in the mouth? I can't tell.
It looks like it.
Popping, bro. Chet is the wild card. I know. It's like we get a number one pick next year, no matter how this goes. So, but yeah. 12th, like Bobby was saying, like every single, if you could end up with a 12th pick, like every year in your Presti's level, like drafter, Shea was picked at 11, J-Dub, 12, Tyler Hero. I always do the same thing. I always list these guys. There's always people around there. If you can be elite in picking in that range, you can build like the Heat. What's their highest pick on the Heat right now? You know what I mean? You can build a legit contender without necessarily needing that. And we already have that. But the question is, can you like continue to add top tier talent without top 5 picks?
Yeah, that's true, man.
Taylor Hendricks at 4. I love it. Bluegill, I've been trying not to imagine Wemby and Chet on the same roster because I heard what's his name, some guy does like the Grizzlies podcast. He's just like, the one team he did not want to see to get Wemby was the Thunder. He's like, they're already too good. They already have too much talent. It would not be cool if the Thunder got him. So, yeah, bro.
Well, I agree, Bobby. Like, but on the same sense is that, like, when you get an opportunity to get it, like, a transcendent talent, you know, you take it and hopefully you can develop it, you know, like, not every one of these players that I would consider like unbelievably gifted, talented athletes end up making it in the NBA. But when you get 2-7, 1-7, 2 plus guys, if that's what happens, then you got to take it, man. You got to cash that shit in and say, thank you very much, NBA gods. So let it rain.
They're not really doing a lot about, like, the draft other than they're just talking about Wemby. Is that, I mean, bro, is there a chance we look back and we're like, man, there's no, like, they made too much about a player who's going to have trouble, like, transitioning? Because, like, the stats are, like, only a couple players have already, like, at that height have played, like, 1,000 games ever.
Man, it's all about, like, what team gets him, man. Like, if the wrong team gets him, the developmental pattern on the wrong team getting him could really just end his career. I mean, think about it. If a team, like, I don't know, like, let's just say Portland, man. If Portland gets him and they're all about, like, right now competing, you know, and they end up going out and running him 40 minutes a game his entire rookie season.
Right.
It can't be good for him, you know? Like, you get a team like the Thunder that's going to run him out just like they've done with every single rookie, and they start him off slow and get, you know, build him up, and then all of a sudden, boom, you know?
Jalen Green, great example. You know, sometimes you'll have, like, prospects that are so high level that people act like they're, like, almost, like, bust-proof. But you're, yeah, like, that's not this. This, well, isn't, like, Blake again, Griffin turning the Clippers around.
But Blake Griffin didn't do it right away. You know, he got injured right away out of college. So for me, like, there's some players that just take their time, and they took their time with Blake after they realized he got injured. It's not like they threw him out in the coals right away. And that's what the protection is. Like, if you're going to throw a player out right away and not protect him, no telling what's going to happen. I mean, he could turn into a superstar, but are you willing to roll that dice to not ever see that player develop in your organization?
You know, 7 minutes until the lottery, bro. And it's on ESPN, so let's talk about it. What do you think of Pat McAfee moving to ESPN, bro? You think
I love it.
You love it?
Yeah, the reason I love it is because it takes one more dirty mouth out of the podcast game, bro.
Can we be dirtier than Pat?
Oh, yeah, we're already dirtier than Pat, bro.
Bro, what I was thinking about, what's it going to take for you to start wearing cutoff sleeves?
Dude, you should see I lived in Hawaii for 3 years. You see my
you have them,
trunk,
bro,
of cut-off sleeves, man.
I know, but nobody here's ever seen them, dude.
I know. It's summertime, bro. Coming up. All right, Bobby. So here's the thing about Jabari Smith, man. Anything that happens in the draft, before the draft, it's all a smokescreen. Let's just be honest. Can we just be honest with that? Like, if Jabari Smith felt like he was promised by the Thunder to go number, you know, two, if they had him available, and then they got into the process, and they're like, hell no, Chet, because Chet wasn't going to be there. You know, like, if Chet wasn't going to be there, and if that's what they were thinking, and then they promised their pick to somebody else, I mean, that's...
What's up, Vic? All right. The draft, it's a crapshoot. The best way, though, is, like, what you can do is learn to study certain individual drafters, like general managers and stuff. Like, wherever Jerry West is, study those players.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, one thing that is interesting is the first indicator to me that Shea was a real player was that he got drafted by a Jerry West run team. The Clippers, at that point, West had left, you know, the Warriors. He was over there. He still is. And as soon as I see, like, okay, this team is where, like, if I don't know who the guy is, I just step back and I say, like, that's my fault, right? Study these guys, and that's why I went all in. Anytime that Jerry West drafts a player, learn them. Anytime that Sam Presti drafts a player, learn them. Anytime that Pat Riley drafts a player, you should learn who that guy is, especially if you don't know who they are. So,
hell yeah.
There's teams and there's people. Outside of that, like, if you look at it, go back, like, 10 drafts, right? And look at the names. Like, there's like 4 guys per draft that are worth remembering. And most of the time, they're picked by some of these guys. And then there's like this transcendent talent. But the exception.
I mean, like, let's just be honest. Like, that transcendent talent, like, those are the guys that LeBron comes and everybody stops. And what I was just hearing them talk about was, if LeBron and Victor were in the same draft class, who would go first? And it's crazy, man. Like, here LeBron is having this, you know, unbelievable career, and yet they're still saying who would go first.
Yeah,
you know,
that should say more about the problem with like talent assessment, like this idea like, oh, he's the most talented player or draft prospect since Lou Alcindor. Okay, fine, but like there have been other talented draft prospects between Lou Alcindor and between LeBron James, right? Yes. The thing is they don't live up to it. So if you're dumb enough to be like, oh, well, this guy's got more of a ceiling, but he's not going to have as long of a career.
Yeah.
You know, like...
You're right.
Like, you're probably not going to get that championship. Like, it could be a three-year career. Like, if you're Portland, right? Let's say, what would Portland do? Portland drafts Wemby, and what do we all start thinking of? Greg Oden. We start thinking even back to, like, who was his name? The guy that, like, tell me, somebody help me out. Like, they picked instead of Jordan. Like, it's just...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like,
I can't remember.
Yeah, it's crazy. Right after Hakeem Olajuwon, Sam Bowie, I think. So it's like, I know, they're like, oh, these are sure things. Sure things, when they turn into busts, it's like those people should be like permanently, they should have like a scarlet letter for draft analysis that like goes from sure thing to bust within 3 years. Those guys should never be allowed to talk about it again, but they don't
do that. Yeah, man. Well, like, I don't know. You want to think about everything positive with every team. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when something doesn't turn positive, you're like, dang it, with every especially every player. But, man, I it comes to this stuff, man. You want what's best for the individual. And unfortunately, there's a ton of teams in the NBA that are just not good fits for when, you know, for Victor. Just not. You know, you can try to disguise it in any way you want. But if I'm there with him, sitting with him saying, my goal for you is getting you to a place that you can develop, and there's six teams in the NBA that will allow you to do that. And that's what the truth is. Like, everybody else is still stuck in the early 2000s and the way they develop players. Like, there's six teams that are above the rest.
Yo, and Carson, I dig what you're saying, but like, talent-wise, like skill-wise, I look at him, I'm like, yeah, he'll be able to play in the NBA. But like, will his body hold up, right? Like, if there's a question, isn't it really that? Like, and like, there were a lot of players who like their body couldn't hold up to the wear and tear of the NBA, and then they did get the label of bust, even though that might not have always been fair. But like, if he only plays 4 years, it doesn't matter how good those 4 years are.
10 seconds, guys.
Oh, bro, you're on top of it, dude.
My bad.
No, stay on top of it, dude. I'm at 17, 16, so here we go.
All right. Do your things, guys. Get it. Good
charms,
luck,
bro.
Good luck.
Time for the lottery.
Man, whoever has to touch the balls has a lot of balls to touch tonight. You think they wash their hands before they shake someone else's hand?
Dude, it's a white glove ball treatment. White gloves, baby.
Oh, all right. What is the worst case scenario that you guys see from tonight? I'll tell you what my worst case scenario is Dallas getting the number one pick. I would lose my shit right now.
Yeah, dude, it would kind of bail
worst
them
case.
Out.
Thunder at 14. Oof. What else, guys? What else you got at me?
It is the worst, like, theoretically. Our position could be the worst, but it's also who getting the first pick is the worst. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I know. I love Scoot too, man. I was just talking about Scoot to the Thunder.
All right.
With Mark early on our podcast earlier today. If I had an opportunity to get Scoot, I'd be all in on Scoot. I really would. He's spectacular. Spectacular player.
Chicago, Illinois. That's where they're doing it?
Yo.
What happened in New York? What happened to Boom?
Dude, I wish they would do it in Paris or something like that, man. That would be baller.
That'd be crazy.
Right, dude? Like, make it a global game if you're going to make it global. Jazz number one. Ooh, yeah, you're right, dude.
Man. I bought some clams. When we're done, I'm going to eat those. They just got done. Seafood. That's what I'm about, man.
Here we go. All right, so everybody know who's representing us on the stand tonight?
Nick Collison.
All hail Nick Collison.
Oh, thanks, man. It's a bandana. I started wearing it on the move. Last time I wore it was my last move. I found it. I'm like, all right. I'm sticking with it. Get used to it. Outlaw original beef jerky. All
right. Come say go Thunder. Come good.
Go Thunder.
Yeah, Timmy. Get it.
All right, man. Talk to you, buddy. Good night. Yes. Sleep tight, Bubba. I'll be up there in a little bit.
Mark, pound it.
All right, here we go. Oh, woes. Just rubbing that in right there, man.
Okay, so 13 minutes and 45 seconds is the countdown I have right now.
All right, I'm at 13:24. Just give me a countdown and I'll get in sync with you because there's no reason not to be in sync.
All right, you want the countdown?
Yeah, go for
13, 24, 23, 22, 21, and 20.
Let me know when you're at 10.
14, 13, 12, 11, 10.
All right, we're good.
Hit the Juno glass.
Yes, dude.
Hit the cart. Wow, man. Everybody's just telling you what to do, bro. Is that what you guys were doing when I was gone? Simon says.
Do you guys, Blue, do you know, let me pull this up right here if I can find it here.
12 seconds
ahead of us. This is my baby right here, man.
You know the future.
Out of battery.
Out of battery. All right.
I'll hit the student of glass later.
Lou Gill, dispensary manager. Tip of the hat to you.
What? Nice, Blue. Hell yes, man.
They give you, buddy. They give you discounts.
A lot of free product, I heard, as well.
Really?
I mean, we have a cousin that's a dispensary.
Oh, really?
Manager now.
Oklahoma.
So. 12 seconds ahead. All right, Jet. All right. It says Jesse. Is that right?
Yeah.
Or is it Jeezy? Either way, I want to go with the Jeezy, man.
Yeah,
I like
Jeezy.
A Jeezy. See, that's nice.
I would be a taste tester. Who do we not want to get? Victor. I would hate to see his career get destroyed by going to Houston or Detroit.
And he went in the West, man.
And I don't want to see San Antonio get him and become like the next. So anything in between. Not the best situation and not the worst situation.
I just don't. I don't want to have to root against the guy. I think he could be a spectacular player, but Brandon Miller has really emerged as the number two guy on the board. But to me, like, I don't know. Scoot Henderson is so special. If we had an opportunity to get Scoot, it would be crazy to pass on him. But it doesn't mean he's not. I like it, Blue.
Man.
I don't know too much about Miller. I've heard a couple people talk about it, but I don't know much about it, so.
It's a tough situation with Miller. Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of people saying Miller over Scoot big time.
Yeah. You know what I think? Honestly, it's a tough situation with Miller. I think a lot of people are ranking him higher because they're not planning on taking him. They're like, oh yeah, he's really good. But he's off their list, but they're still like giving all the intel that he's moving up.
Oh yeah.
But I think he's the type of guy to me that somebody takes it like pick number 7 and they're like, well, we're getting a number 1, number 2 pick type level player. And we'll go. So maybe like Portland grabs him.
Man, I'm so nervous, man.
9 minutes and 25 seconds. I'm biting
I remember last year, we weren't live, so it was different, first of all.
Yeah.
But we were, like, videotaping it. And when we got the second pick, I went crazy. Mark's like, cut it, man. We're not doing this. So, guys, if I go crazy, I apologize.
I cut it off.
You stop recording.
Why? Because you went like, too crazy?
Yeah! We did it!
I don't remember that, man. That's embarrassing.
It's all good, dude. Yeah, like, we weren't going to use it. You were too excited. I may have thrown some things. I don't remember.
It's too bad that we don't have the records. But we didn't actually videotape back then. We would record... We'd be seeing each other on Google Meets, but then we wouldn't be, like, just doing the audio. We didn't start doing video till October, I think.
Cheers, my man.
Stay here, puppy. You say hi to everybody? You want to say hi? All you have is a diaper on. Hi, everybody. Say, go Thunder.
Yeah.
Yeah. Say, I love you.
I love you.
I love you, Mark.
Thunder.
Yeah.
Thunder. 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 Pound it. Whoop. Kiss it. Say, I love you.
Yeah.
Bye.
I love you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Say, I love Mama. And Dada. Good job. We'll see you later.
What's up, John?
John. Good job. All right, 7 minutes. Love you.
He's like, what's up? What's up?
Giving you kisses? Say thunder.
Say thunder. Say 6 minutes, man. What's up, Corey?
Corey.
All right, all right. The representatives.
So you said Nick Collison for us, right?
Yeah, yeah. And then you have Sam Presti is in the, I guess they're called the Blue Room or whatever.
Okay.
The one that verifies the stuff.
Oh, really? He's watching.
Well, they have a representative from, I think, every...
Making sure there's no shenanigans. Haha, that's our dog.
Five minutes, 40 seconds, guys, is what we got on ours. I know there would be some people ahead of us. I had to pause it a little bit because I was way ahead of Mark, so...
All right, so what are you saying? What's your take on the fact that this draft pick will probably be a development piece just because the Thunder are at, sit right now, 100%, but we also thought J-Dub would be, so we don't know. We know nothing.
Yeah. Well, we always assume with every – I mean, you said the same thing with Josh Giddey, is you come in slowly. You don't come in crazy, but that's how you start, you know. You don't – that doesn't mean the that's how you'll start the season, but that's how you start with the organization is you come in slowly. But obviously, some guys are more ready to play than others. Their bodies are more ready. Josh Giddey was one of those guys, and then we saw it with J-Dub. His body's more ready. So you got to go with it.
Got to go with it.
Pushed him.
All right, man.
You know, Robert, I wouldn't be surprised. Wouldn't be surprised.
You Man, I was watching the live stream we did earlier today, bro, and my video quality was so shitty, dude. It was bad.
It's all right, dude.
I was like blurry. I hope this is a little bit better.
Oh, it's much better, dude. There's no glitching at all.
New place. I'll probably lose my internet connection right as soon as this thing gets good, but I'm trying to figure out
all that shit. 4 minutes, guys. 4 minutes. What's up, John?
What is your question?
We got so many answers.
You have the floor. Yeah, the Spurs, they know what to do with that.
Yes, Blue. With the new CBA, absolutely, absolutely. You think, I think, Mark thinks, we all think that this is going to be way more valuable to have draft picks. So I think teams are going to head that way for sure.
Do I think Chet will step in the starter? Yes. Do I want him to? Hell yes. And Jay will. We had a whole podcast where we talked about this. It's the idea that he could be a sixth starter. There's always going to be somebody,
man.
Yeah, somebody who maybe is out. Like he'll probably be the starter, the sixth man off the bench kind of thing, just because of what he can do from a leadership contribution defensively, IQ, ball movement, all that shit. Like, yeah, this is a good situation for Jay Will. He's going to need starter minutes. He's going to need to close a lot of games. Faith.
Yeah, dude.
Take him off of that because I don't know.
Not going to be easy.
Yeah, dude. A lot of teams have traded those first-round picks.
You know what's going to be fun, dude, is when we are in the Western Conference Finals and we're still in the lottery. We're still having guys up in the lottery.
Yeah, I don't think that can be understated. I mean, that's to us what we go back and we say, like, that was Sam Presti's lesson from the first round of the Thunder. And the second round is that you have to have those talented pieces continuing to come in even after you get to the point where your team is earning you only the 25th draft pick. You know?
It's true. Yep.
Or worse, you know, getting the 30th pick and you're still getting the 12th pick because of early investments. Hell yeah. 2 minutes to go.
Man.
So what about all these coaches getting fired? Like,
I love it,
it's
dude.
It's like, if you don't get us to the conference finals, you're
for
fired.
Sure, John. Well, but it's more than that. There's more.
Oh, really?
There's more issues. There's more issues going on.
Not that much more. That's what it comes down to.
The Sixers is a lot.
Okay, Sixers and the Suns.
And?
Tell me, I forget who.
I mean, think about it. Every team that has fired, you got the Milwaukee Bucks, there's issues going there. You've got north of the border.
There's like, that's the thing. Maybe like all these really good championship-level coaches being available are causing other people to like create this musical chair situation. Who do you think will be left without a chair at the end? You think a championship coach won't get a job like Nurse or Budenheiser?
Oh, yeah. There's always going to be a championship coach that has to go into the
1 minute.
The dugout. As
1 minute.
All right. Last prediction, guys. Last predictions. Do you think the Oklahoma City Thunder enter the top 4 draft picks? 12, Bluegill says. Bluegill is sticking with 12.
So Zion is such a great example. I mean, last year when we came into the season, we said that we would take Shea over Zion, over Luka, over Trey, over Ja. And I think going into the season, most people wouldn't agree with us. And now maybe Luka is still up above him, but nobody else. Like, it's impressive.
Oh, yeah, dude.
These guys have really high, like, peaks, but they don't last very long. Like, that's why LeBron's so impressive, is, like, his peak has lasted his whole career. Like, so many guys are, like, sure things bust. Maybe not even a bust, but, you know, like, a medium-sized career, but they had, like, superstar talent. And then they always blame the player, but it's a lot of the organization, man.
Oh, Brandon Roy, look at his background.
That's they interesting. Brandon Roy's in that spot. You know what I mean?
That's funny. Yeah.
Ime Aduka.
Hide the wives.
He's there meeting potential hookups. Ben Wallace has got that goatee going, bro. That was owner's pimping, bro. Did you? I mean, seriously. I hope to live up to that.
Yes, dude.
Someday.
He's a fierce dude. Here we go.
Yeah, that's right. Don't take your eyes off of it.
All right. Brandon Roy is sitting right next to it.
Nick Collison next to him.
He's keeping an eye on it.
Mark Williams. Who's the Bulls guy? I don't remember. All right. Mark Tatum, the deputy commissioner. Here we go. I'm going to crank up my volume a bit. 14th pick. They're going right to the money, right off the start. Here we go. The Pelicans.
Pelicans.
All right.
We're not looking at the chat, there. Guys.
Ooh. Toronto. Okay, so we at least hit 12, which was what I wanted. That was my aim. From here on, we're at least even. Oh, Oklahoma.
All right, all right. All right. One can wish.
That's what everybody said. Bluegill, James, you guys called it. Magic.
Magic. So this is going to Dallas now for sure.
Yeah, you're right, Bluegill. It was the odds. It was Mavericks get 10. Like, if you hit the tankathon spin, like, the teams around 12 hardly ever move. You know what I mean? It's just you get used to it. You're like, we're not moving up. Ninth pick. The Jazz.
All right. So now we got all the West teams covered right now. Well, we got one more West. Or two more West. Shitty teams.
The Wizards.
No movement, man.
All right, so pick number 7 is on the way. I think they're going to go to break here in a minute. They usually do. The Pacers.
Nothing yet. It's quiet on the front.
Somebody's going to fall out of the top 3 pretty fast here. The Magic. 6-11 for the Magic. They're going to have to do something with these picks, bro. That 11, watch out for that. We could get 11-12 again. The Pistons are at 5.
Wow.
That's... There you go. Told you it was going to happen. Somebody...
Dude, look at this, man. Look at this, dude.
4 teams left. Houston, San Antonio, Charlotte, and Portland.
3 West teams, bro. What the fuck? That's 3 West teams, bro.
Going to break now.
Dude.
All right.
The chances are that we get to watch Victor in the West now is pretty damn good. But the one team that I would say I would hate to see him go to, that would be horrible for his career, is on that list. So
Charlotte.
Charlotte, man. Charlotte's the death of... But, you know, watching Ball and Victor play together would be pretty baller.
Okay, so my guess, Charlotte goes 2.
Oof.
The Rockets are stuck at 3 again.
I know, I didn't want to see the Rockets, man, or the Blazers. The Blazers were another team. The Blazers, the Rockets.
Blazers end up at 4 and it goes to San Antonio. That's my guess.
All right, San Antonio and I can't even think of my name. Charlotte Hornets. Hornets and San Antonio, I think, are on the runoff.
Okay.
Any other way, we're fucked. I don't want to see him go anywhere else.
James calling Charlotte. So, Michael Jordan is selling his stake.
Well, Charlotte, he won't sell it after this, or he'll be patient on selling it after this, if he goes there.
I'm with everybody that we don't want Wemby in the West, but I think it would be great. Like, if say he goes to, like, I don't know, a West team, like, we would get to play more, be more hype. You get to see Wemby and Chet game after game instead of, like, you know, a couple times. That'd be fun. I don't know.
No, you're right. I'm Chet not opposed versus. To it. Victor would be a fun 1-2 punch. It just Yeah, man. Oh, man, this is crazy, dude.
Crazy indeed. Goddamn loud commercials, bro. Fuckers can fuck themselves. Alright. I played that whole beginning of the podcast earlier today for my family.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, that was... Yeah.
Legendary.
Yeah. That's one way of putting it.
Inappropriate. We lost a follower, bro. I'm just kidding.
We lost... Someone unfollowed us after
that.
Like 10 minutes after
that.
We put it out there.
We earned that.
And it was like boom. Unfollow. And I was like, well, I mean, when you know, you know.
And we're back from break.
Yeah. Here we go. Here we go, guys. What do we have? We get a bunch of other people talking right now.
Another J-Dub. That's right, James. And we can trade with Orlando for the number 11 and end up with that same combo again.
Collect as many top pieces as you can. Here we go. We don't care about this right now, guys. We want to know the last four. Jesus, guys, come on.
All right, bro, who are you going to pick in that Lakers series? You going Lakers? You already said it. I remember now.
I'm going underdogs, bro.
Yeah. Denver's damn good, bro. But you're right. It would be pretty typical of them if they didn't make it to the finals.
Yes.
But they're damn good, bro. They're like a well-oiled machine.
Here we go.
There we go. Mark Tatum is back. Number yes. Four.
Fuck you, the Houston.
Rockets. Okay, three left. Spurs, Charlotte, and the Trailblazers.
Yes, Trailblazers, yes.
That's a good
right,
pick for
San
them.
San Antonio's getting it, bro. San Antonio's number one, no doubt, right now. Because Hornets, that's a San Antonio.
Charlotte Hornets, you call it, bro.
Just makes sense, man. Popovich's last year, bro. He's coming back for another year. You know it.
San Antonio Spurs are losing their shit.
Man, everybody in San Antonio's going fucking bonkers, bro. Now they're like, Popovich, come back for another year, please. Please, you didn't pick a replacement.
Well, I know a lot of Spurs fans, and I'm really happy that they're going to start liking basketball again because they are fair-weather fans right now, man.
No doubt.
And
bro.
I don't blame him. You win 5 championships and then you go through this losing stuff. Why stick around? But I'm telling you, man.
Dude, Victor is going to the Spurs.
And there's a lot of pressure,
guys.
Because as soon as we saw, like, San Antonio might have a chance because of the amount of losing, it was like,
yeah.
David Robinson, Tim Duncan, Victor. It's obscene.
Dude, it's crazy, man. But this is, if you told me that
That's
this
right,
is going to, this is the perfect place for him. That's it. You know,
yeah,
like this
I'm happy
is, this
for
is
him.
A, yeah. He'll have a great, you know, leadership with David Robinson and Tim Duncan. You know, they're going to come out there and help him out grow. You got Popovich is one of the greatest, if not the greatest coach of all time. He's got a great leadership there. So I'm happy for him.
Does
Brandon Miller goes number
two.
Scoot goes three. Yeah. Amir Thompson goes four.
They sent Winhurst out to fucking France, dude. He fucking is miserable. 3 a.m. in Paris. Winhurst should not be sent on these projects, dude. It's not going to make his life any longer. He's not going to be any happier or healthier.
I know, dude.
He should be able to hang out in Connecticut.
Do you know Victor's sitting down and is taller than him? Because he's standing. You know he's standing. Damn. Yeah, all right, man. I'm down with that. So the San Antonio, because, I mean, everybody's saying he's going number one. So there's no doubt in my mind that Victor is number one.
Dude.
We're cool with that, man, right?
I just keep looking at Winhurst thinking, that poor motherfucker. Poor motherfucker.
Yeah, man.
It's going to be damn fun. That's right, guys. This is going to be awesome. It's great for basketball. It's great for, San Antonio. They're going to be amped, bro. Like, this whole Chet versus Wemby, we were, talking about, oh, yeah, people are questioning it. Now it's, the Thunder versus the motherfucking Spurs, bro. Those, honestly, if you go back in the history of the Thunder, my favorite series ever. Ever were those Spurs series.
You're right, dude. We get it down makes it better. We've always wondered which of the teams would end up being. I mean, here's the thing about the Spurs. They're just starting their rebuild. I love that about this situation, too, is because by the time that we're 4 years into our competing for a championship, they'll just be starting. You know what I'm saying? Like, they got a long ways to fill around Victor, and you know they're going to take their time. So I like this. If he was going to Houston or going to Detroit or going to a different team, then he would be stuffed and ready to play right now. So with San Antonio, we got a couple years for him to develop there before we have to see him in the Western Conference Finals, which, again, I'm fine with because we have a better chance to have a better team around these guys that are more mature, ready to go.
All right, bro, let's do this real quick, and then we got to get out of here.
All right.
I got to eat some clams. Who do we think is going to go at 12 for the Oklahoma City Thunder? I've said it a few times. I'll say it again. Nick Smith Jr. from Arkansas. That's my vote.
That's 100% where I'm at, too.
What about Ryan Rupert?
Here's the thing about Nick Smith Jr.
Yeah.
If Nick Smith Jr. is – there's any thought that he's going to be gone before 12, Sam is going to look to move up. Nick Smith Jr., in my opinion, is – one of those guys that you want on your team. Incredibly gifted, talented player, and somebody that I don't think it's the right rep for his spot right now.
Hey, listen, guys, we appreciate you for joining us. We love looking up players.
Do this
favor for us right now, right? Like, if you're in the chat and stuff, like the chat, we're not gonna see it if you comment a player. So go ahead and the comments. Any player that you think that we want to draft, drop his name. We will watch video on him. We're going to be prepped for this shit. So tell us who you want us to watch, and we'll make sure we do some videos about these people. We're pumped. We thought we were going to be at 12. We've been kind of paying attention a little bit on the outside edges of this, and now it's time to dig in deep.
Deep.
Get deep.
Get fistfuls.
Balls deep.
All right, guys. Have a good night. See you guys later.
We will see you next time.